Good evening, this is Akashwani. I am Akhila with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi leads the nation in celebrating 80th Independence Day. Indian missions abroad celebrate Independence Day with patriotic fervor in a unique move, a global relay of hoisting of tricolor underway following Path of Rising Sun. World leaders extend greetings to India, praising its democratic journey, civilizational heritage and expanding role in regional and global cooperation. In Indonesia, death toll in powerful earthquake rises to 47. And in hockey, India defeat Wales 3-1 in Group D match of FIH World Cup in Netherlands. The nation is celebrating its 80th Independence Day today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi led the Independence Day celebrations from the iconic Red Fort in Delhi. Addressing the nation from the ramparts of Red Fort, the Prime Minister said, "Over the past 12 years, crores of citizens of the country with their determination and dedication made every possible effort to take the country to new heights."
कोई भी राष्ट्र तब महान बनता है जब अपने सपनों अपने संकल्पों और अपने सामर्थ्य के दम पर आगे बढ़ता है। बड़े सपने हमारी सोच को विस्तार देते हैं, हमारे संकल्प दृढ़ होने चाहिए। जब संकल्प दृढ़ होता है तो कठिनाइयों से आपदाओं के बीच से रास्ते निकालने का सामर्थ्य अपने आप उभर करके आता है।
Prime Minister Modi said energy security is one of the major requirements of the present times and the government has taken several significant steps in this direction. He said nuclear energy is an important means of ensuring a country's energy security.
Energy security ये हमारे समय की मांग है और इसलिए हमने पहले से ही उस दिशा में एक के बाद एक मजबूत कदम उठाए हैं। Energy security का एक बड़ा माध्यम है परमाणु ऊर्जा, न्यूक्लियर एनर्जी। हमने पार्लियामेंट में शांति एक्ट पास कर करके एक नए लक्ष्य तरफ जाने का रास्ता तय कर लिया है। 2047 तक हम 100 गीगावाट न्यूक्लियर पावर का लक्ष्य लेकर के चल रहे हैं।
Indian embassies and consulates marked India's 80th Independence Day today with flag hoisting ceremonies, cultural programs, and community gatherings. Thousands of Indian nationals and diaspora members joined the celebrations in Singapore, China, and Hong Kong, underscoring India's strong people-to-people ties with the region. In Singapore, High Commissioner Shilpa Ambule hoisted the tricolour in front of more than 2,500 diaspora members. The ceremony included the national anthem, Vande Mataram, patriotic songs and excerpts from President Draupadi Murmu's address. In Beijing, Ambassador Vikram Doraiswamy hoisted the tricolour at the Indian embassy along with a large diaspora gathering despite heavy rain. He later read President Murmu's address and presented prizes to winners of Independence Day competitions. In Hong Kong, the Indian Association hosted a gala attended by Chief Executive John Lee Kachiu, Consul General Rajesh Naik and community leaders. Lee praised the Indian community's contribution to Hong Kong. The first of its kind, Suryapath Tiranga Global Relay concluded today, completing its journey from Fiji in the east to the United States in the west across 54 countries and multiple time zones. External Affairs Ministry said in a social media post that the Suryapath Tiranga initiative was celebrated as part of Har Ghar Tiranga campaign. Launched on the High Commission of India in Fiji, the relay carried the spirit of the Tiranga from one sunrise to the next, bringing together the Indian community and friends of India across the world. The relay ended with the flag hoisting by the Consulate General of India in San Francisco. The relay also marked 150 years of Vande Mataram, celebrating its enduring legacy as a symbol of India's national spirit and pride. The relay witnessed overwhelming participation and response from the members of the diaspora, underscoring the deep emotional connect with the Tiranga. World leaders in foreign missions have extended Independence Day greetings to India, praising its democratic journey, civilizational heritage, and growing role in regional and global cooperation.
U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio highlighted the strengthening India-U.S. strategic partnership, while Singaporean President Tharman Shanmugaratnam stressed growing cooperation in skill development, digitalization, sustainability, and advanced manufacturing. French President Emmanuel Macron conveyed his warm wishes on India's 80th Independence Day, while Israeli President Isaac Herzog congratulated President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the people of India in a message shared in Hindi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has thanked world leaders for their greetings, including President Macron, Maldives President Dr. Mohamed Muizu, Nepal's Prime Minister Balendra Shah, his Bhutanese counterpart Chering Tobgay, and Slovakian President Peter Pellegrini. Valsa Williams for World News.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar thanked Secretary Rubio for his warm wishes. Dr. Jaishankar also expressed gratitude to his counterparts from Australia, Slovakia, Cyprus, Maldives, Sri Lanka, Nepal and Singapore for their Independence Day wishes. This is Akashwani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Indonesia, the death toll risen to 47 after a powerful 7.7 magnitude earthquake struck off the coast of Flores today. The earthquake was followed by dozens of aftershocks as rescue teams continued efforts to reach the worst affected areas. Hundreds of buildings in the region have been damaged by the quake and the dozens of aftershocks that followed. A 6.4 magnitude earthquake was also felt in North Sumatra later in the day at a depth of 163 kilometers. Tsunami waves of less than 1 meter were reported in several parts of the country. The tsunami alert was withdrawn around 3 hours after the initial earthquake. Officials said people are still believed to be trapped inside buildings in several affected areas. Landslides have also been reported with the debris blocking roads and hampering rescue and relief operations. At least 11 people were reportedly killed in Israeli airstrikes in southern Lebanon today. Lebanon's National News Agency reported that one of the airstrikes hit a home in Ansar village, killing 7 people. The another strike on the village of Deir al-Zahrani killed 4 people while injuring 17. Israel's military said it had struck Hezbollah terror infrastructure in response to what it described as an earlier action against its soldiers. Lebanon's Prime Minister Nawaf Salam condemned the attack, saying the people killed were not military infrastructure. Baloch leader Mir Yar Baloch has accused the Pakistani military of committing war crimes and targeting civilians, claiming that the video footage from the recent airstrikes in Surah provides evidence of military aggression against the local population in Balochistan. In a social media post, Mir Yar Baloch said he plans to approach the International Criminal Court, ICC, over the Pakistani military operation in the Gidar Gwandan area of Surab on Tuesday, which resulted in the death of 30 civilians, including women and children and infants. Jammu and Kashmir Joint Action Committee, JKJAAC, senior leader Sardar Shabir has claimed that around 100 people had been killed by Pakistani forces during the unrest in the occupied territory. In hockey, India defeated Wales 3-1 today in a Group D match of the FIH Hockey World Cup in Amstelveen, Netherlands. For India, captain Harmanpreet Singh scored 2 goals, while Sanjay Rana scored 1. Sam Welch scored the lone goal for Wales. In men's cricket, India were 288-2 in their first innings at stumps on day 1 of the first test against host Sri Lanka at Goa International Cricket Stadium. Earlier, India won the toss and opted to bat first. Dedat Padikkal remained unbeaten on 131, while Rishabh Pant was on 27 when stumps were drawn this evening. KL Rahul retired hurt on 77. Today's game was cut short to 73 overs due to 2 rain breaks. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi leads the nation in celebrating 80th Independence Day. Indian missions abroad celebrate Independence Day with patriotic fervour in a unique move, a global relay of hoisting of tricolour underway following the path of the rising sun. World leaders extend greetings to India, praising its democratic journey, civilizational heritage, and expanding role in regional and global cooperation. In Indonesia, death toll and powerful earthquake rises to 47. And in hockey, India defeat Wales 3-1 in Group D match of FIH World Cup in Netherlands. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashwani. Good night.